I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Does your dog have what it takes to star as Toto in The Wizard of Oz? Coming up, we'll talk about SIUE's open call for canines. But before we talk about that, you may recall our story from earlier this month about archaeologists working below the Poplar Street Bridge and finding the first evidence of French colonial life in St. Louis.
What we've uncovered is what appears to be a post and earth constructed house. It's construction techniques commonly used by French Creole people during the colonial period, late 18th century.
That's Michael Meyer, an archaeologist and the principal investigator with the Missouri Department of Transportation.
This story generated quite a bit of interest. The city is celebrating its 250th anniversary, after all, so we thought we'd let you know where you can see and learn more about the first days of St. Louis. Now, in a moment, the tourism director in St. Genevieve will join us, but first, from the Missouri History Museum, Ann Woodhouse, the curator of domestic life. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I understand that there was a blog post from the museum in reaction to the story that Alex Hoyer of St. Louis Public Radio did. Would you tell me about that?
That's right. It was on our History Happens Here blog on our website, which is www.mohistory.org. And it pictured two images of early St. Louis by an artist called Anna Maria von Pfuhl, who came here from Kentucky in 1818, and she recorded street scenes and sketches of people, and they're the earliest informal images of St. Louis that we have.
There's one that I know of, a woman holding a bucket or something like that with a young boy and a couple of little animals.
It's a woman holding a basket. It's colored woven reeds, and she is one of the images in our current exhibit called 250 in 250, which features, among other things, 50 images from the whole 250 years of St. Louis history, and she is one of the 50 images.
And there are some images of homes and things?
There are. There is a reproduction of a Creole home, and beside that is a very large image of one of the street scenes that Anna Maria von Pfuhl painted that shows two houses, a Creole-style one and an American brick one that was coming into fashion in the 18-teens.
So how long is the 250 and 250 exhibit going to be up? And there is no admission charge to that, I don't think.
That's correct. It's free of charge. We've had record numbers of people coming because there is so much to see. Lots of people come back. It opened on February 14th of this year, and it will be up a year and a day and close February 15th of next year.
And that's at the Missouri History Museum, and Ann Woodhouse is their curator of domestic life. Thank you for joining us and explaining that today, Ann.
You're welcome.
And now we'd like to head on down to St. Genevieve and say hello to Sandra Cabot. She is the director of the Welcome Center and the tourism program there. Hi, Sandra.
Good morning, Steve.
St. Genevieve, that whole region, I think it's interesting, known originally, I guess, as Illinois country, even though it was in Missouri. Could you maybe paint a picture?
Well, the early inhabitants that came over, that crossed the Mississippi River, were, of course, from the Illinois side of the river. To us, it's Illinois and Missouri, but back then it was pre-American history, so it was French colonial history, and these would have been the first European settlers to cross over the Mississippi River and begin their lives here in what is now Missouri.
And even though St. Genevieve, you know, is known for its architecture and the old French architecture there, originally St. Genevieve was actually a couple of miles south, but there was a flood at some point.
Yes, so the very first settlement and the first homes that were built and businesses that were built on this side of the river was originally located in the early 1700s, about 2 miles southeast of where we are presently. And in 1785, the year of the Great Flood, they relocated shortly after that, about 2 miles. And so we have, from the early 1790s, if you can imagine that, we have several original structures from the early 1790s that are built in the French vertical log style on the same spot that they were originally built after the flood that moved the town 2 miles.
You know, for someone that has not been to St. Genevieve, could you explain a little bit about just how it appears? I mean, the narrow streets, the gardens. I mean, it doesn't look like anywhere else in this part of the country,
right.
I don't think.
Absolutely. It's very unique. It is, of course, today we identify with that small town charm, that rural American charm that you can experience in St. Genevieve. But one of the most significant things about this is that these authentic French dwellings and businesses, and oftentimes the two were one and the same, of these early traders and settlers and owners of mines and agricultural interests on this side of the Mississippi River, those structures that date back to the 1790s, we have the largest collection of those types of structures here in St. Genevieve that you can find anywhere in the United States. So it's a very important part of America's colonial history, dating into the early 1700s.
And Sandra, in conclusion, one of the homes in St. Genevieve now serves as a museum.
Oh, several of them are open as museums. There is the Bolduc House, which is open as a museum, and they have several homes on that property that you can view and tour and experience. There's the Beauvais Amoureux House, which is one of the very early buildings here in St. Genevieve. There's the Felix Valley House, which is interpreted as a trading post. And that dates to about 1818. And there is the Jacques Guibord House. And the Jacques Guibord House was built by a native of France. Many of our settlers came here from the Quebec area of Canada, but Jacques Guibord came here originally from France and built his home here in about 1806. So all of those are open for tour.
So I guess bottom line is that if somebody is curious to see what the original St. Louis Riverfront looked like, the old French colonial architecture, a drive down to St. Genevieve would be the way to do that.
Absolutely, Steve. It's the most authentic and largest collection of French colonial homes, and you can picture the daily life of these people by walking down the streets and touring the homes.
Sandra Cabot is the tourism director for St. Genevieve. Thanks so much for painting a lovely picture for us.
Thank you, Steve. It's my pleasure.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras.
St. Genevieve is just an hour's drive south of St. Louis along the Mississippi River. We have some images of the houses in St. Genevieve and of the Missouri History Museum's collection that we talked about a moment ago. They're on our website, stlpublicradio.org.